This is a podcast for the MA in Online Journalism by Distant Learning at Birmingham City University.
In this second podcast of the third week, I want to talk about customization and customizing your platform. Now, hopefully, once you've chosen a particular platform, it might be a WordPress blog or a Tumblr blog or a Facebook page. It might be, and probably will be, more than one of these, more than one platform. You'll want to customize it, not just in terms of appearance, but in terms of what it can actually do and how easily you can publish to it and connect different platforms to each other. Now, there are two areas where you might want to customize. One is, as I say, the kind of appearance and having a consistent appearance and professional appearance. The second is how a particular platform works. So, for example, in WordPress, you can add sections to your page called widgets, which take in content from elsewhere. So you might have a YouTube channel embedded on your blog. You might have tweets from your Twitter account published on your blog, and so on. And I'm going to cover these in turn. So the first one I want to cover is the kind of customization of appearance. And depending on the blog platform that you're using or the publishing platform that you're using, you'll have different options here. If, for example, you're using WordPress.com, you won't actually have many customized options in terms of appearance. You'll be able to change the theme, and you'll be able to choose from dozens of different themes. And you may be able to customize the header image. But beyond that, you won't be able to, for example, customize the color scheme or the widths of particular columns and things like that. In order to do that, you will have to purchase an upgrade on WordPress.com, which I think is about £10, £10 or £15 a year, which will allow you to directly edit the code that controls the appearance. And that's a decision that you might want to take. If you're using a platform like Posterous or Tumblr or Blogger, these do allow you to customize the appearance even on the free versions of those. However, all of those platforms lack a feature that WordPress has, which is the widgets option. Widgets in WordPress allow you to add extra functionality and extra detail to your blog. So, for example, you might want to add an RSS feed from somewhere else. And if you go into WordPress's appearance options, you can add widgets for RSS, for example. And all you need to do is copy the RSS feed from whatever service you want to feed into your blog, into the side of your blog, and paste the RSS feed address into that widget. There are also some service-specific widgets in WordPress as well, such as YouTube and Flickr, where you just tell it the name of your account and it will automatically pull pictures from Flickr or video from YouTube into that widget. So that's worth being aware of if you're choosing between WordPress and some of the other platforms. Now, as I said, if you buy the CSS upgrade in WordPress, or if you host a WordPress blog yourself, you will be able to customize the CSS code. And you'll be able to customize this as well on Posterous, Tumblr, and Blogger. So it's worth me actually explaining what CSS is. CSS stands for Cascading Style Sheets, and what it does is describe the style of your blog or your website. And it does this through using a particular range of tags. Now, if you look at my blog post on customizing your blog, there's a lot more detail on this, so I'm not going to go into too much detail on the podcast. It's better suited for a blog post. But what I will mention is some of the key principles, and that is that essentially you're looking for curly brackets, and you're looking for the code inside that, which you can then adapt and customize. And the key thing is not to be afraid to experiment and learn through trial and error. If you make a change and you don't like the results, or nothing changes, then you can always change it back as long as you make a note of what it was like before. And the key thing is just to change small bits. Ideally, the colour is a good thing to change, any colour of a particular element, and then switch it back if you need to. So have a look at the blog post, which goes into a lot more detail on this, and have a play around with your own blog's customization features and see if you can change the colors and other features of the design. So that's for customization of the appearance. And I've mentioned some of the widgets as well. The other aspect to mention is the customization of your publishing ability. If, for example, you want to publish to your blog from a mobile phone, you need to have thought ahead about how to do that. And it's a good idea to get in the habit of being able to publish to your blog from a mobile phone. And thankfully, this is actually pretty easy now, thanks to some of the features of most blogs. If you're using Tumblr or Posterous or a Facebook page, you will be given an email address, and anything you send to that email address will be published on those blogs. If you go to settings or help or search for that, you should be able to find that email address. It will be something like a random collection of letters and numbers at tumblr.com or posterous.com or Facebook. For WordPress, it's a bit more complicated. It may be that you need to install a plugin, and I'll describe what plugins are later. But fundamentally, the idea is that you should be exploring the ability to publish to your blog in a number of ways. Another way that you might publish to your blog is through a mobile phone application. And again, WordPress, Tumblr, Posterous, Facebook all have their own apps for iPhone, and most of them for Android as well. So it's obviously worth installing these on your phone, playing around with them, making sure you're able to publish and you're confident with doing so. Now, I mentioned plugins. These are specific to WordPress, and this is probably one of the key reasons why so many people choose WordPress. Plugins give you extra functionality on your blog, and anyone can write a plugin, and anyone can install them, as long as you're hosting your own WordPress blog rather than the blog being hosted at WordPress.com. And they can be extremely powerful. To give you an example, if you wanted to review things regularly out of 5 stars and you wanted actual stars to appear when you did so, there's actually a plugin for that. And it tells you a little code that you can use in your blog posts, which will be then converted into stars for that particular item. There are plugins for allowing people to donate to you. There are plugins to translate your blog. There are plugins to allow people to post video comments. There are all sorts of comments, basically. And if you come across any problem in your blog and you're trying to find a way to solve it, chances are that someone will have already faced that problem and written a plugin to solve it. So that's one reason why WordPress is a particularly powerful choice when it comes to hosting your content. If you want to find a plugin for your WordPress blog, you can search for WordPress plugins directory. Again, just Google this to find it. Or you can just search Google for plugin and the particular keywords that you want. To give you some more examples of plugins in action, if you've ever seen a blog which has got a tweet this button or like this on Facebook, that button is generally being created by the installation of a plugin. Comments, particular comment systems like Discuss and Facebook commenting, those are also made possible through plugins. So if you ever see a function like this or a feature like this on a blog, again, it might be worth saying, can I find the plugin that does that? And sometimes just contact the blog author or post a comment to ask what plugin they used to achieve that particular effect. And if you're feeling particularly confident, you can always learn PHP and write a plugin yourself. But of course, no one's expecting you to do that. So that really wraps up customization of your content platforms. Just to summarize, you can customize the appearance of your blog, and doing so entails normally fiddling around with the CSS, not the HTML, not any other code, but the CSS. You can customize the functionality of your blog through plugins, and you can customize the ability to publish to your blog through using widgets, through using apps, and through finding the email addresses that you can use to post to your blog through email.